Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my wonderful co-host, Veronica Entwistle.
Hi, Jackie. Hello, everybody.
Hi, darling.
It's a great night.
It's a fabulous night. Tonight, abundance in our future selves. So this is a very exciting topic, and I hope all of you had an opportunity to read the attachment or the inclusion, whatever, of the transcript from Galexis, who's on BBS Radio, Ginger and Galexis, who channels Galexis. I received that 2 days ago, and I'm thrilled to see the information that was included, and I thought it was so important. Rather than sending it out as a separate email, I thought it was important to include it in the show announcement. So tonight the team's going to take us on an amazing meditation to connect with our future selves who are living a beautiful and abundant life. And this couldn't be more appropriate with the lunar eclipse and the full moon on the 16th. So,
can we include our appearance changes that we would prefer?
Yes. Now, Veronica, you're not going to grow boobs overnight.
I'm going to go for a higher forehead this time.
All right, the show dedication to the opening and welcoming of abundance, love, integration, gratitude, joy, and acceptance. And, I want to say that it was interesting in Galexis' channeling, the transcript which was included, that they talked about it just being a few degrees and that over time it would expand and expand and expand. So it's not like it's going to fall in your lap overnight. But I do have this wonderful sensing of phenomenal things coming. And Veronica and I usually talk before the show. We were both talking about this very same thing. What was interesting is, I got the transcript 2 days ago from Ginger, and it just was so appropriate. It was so perfect for tonight. I want to talk a little bit. I mean, I don't want to take too much time away from the team here.
Except I do want to say that your comment about what Ginger said or what Galexis said, that it's just a tiny wee shift that can happen when we really focus our intention, but how it just expands, it radiates like at a good angle, it just gets farther and farther out there.
Absolutely.
I like
Absolutely.
That reminder, you know.
Well, you know, what happens, I think, is that people get disappointed. They expect something to be a huge shift. And when it's not a huge shift, there's a letdown, and then they get disappointed. And, you know, first they get disappointed in themselves and feel that they're not doing their magic. And that's not what we want to have happen here. Which leads me into what some people are going through right now. And I've had some people feeling so hopeless that they're actually suicidal. And, you know, I want to say to people, this can be a normal feeling, okay? We'd prefer you don't stay there. But there can be waves of feeling like you just want to let go and go home. And part of that is the disconnect that's happening right now with the frequencies raising like they are, okay, and the shift that's occurring, things as they're coming apart, okay, it feels like there's nothing that you're tethered to.
And it feels like nothing's worked because it's all coming apart.
Exactly. And the only thing, and I cannot emphasize this enough, there staying in the now moment, no matter how difficult that is, staying in the now moment. Projecting into the, now here's the paradox. Projecting into the future, working with your future self is a different thing. You're as Lazarus would say, throwing a grappling hook into the future so that your future self can pull you forward into that optimum future. That's different. But trying to project ahead a day, 2, 10, 20, 30, you're going to get into all kinds of trouble. Even I'm finding staying more than right in this now moment. If I start being concerned about something that needs to be done or this or that, I pull myself back and say, when I get to it, it will be taken care of. Everything I need will be right there exactly as I need it, and stay out of it, stay out of it, stay out of it. And otherwise, you start spending time worrying, being concerned, and out of the now moment. And where we're creating our magic is in the now moment, not out there. Can't do it. You just can't do it right now. And I know for those who have been feeling this, the other reason is that there are these moments where we're doing so much work in the dream state, and then coming back into the physical is a real jolt lately. Plus, we're doing a lot of work, and, you know, the team has really been working with everyone who's been willing to start working with subconscious beliefs. And I can't tell you how many reports I've had from people who have been following the shows that have really been doing this and asking for insights when they go to bed and having these profound dreams that are telling them this is where your subconscious beliefs are. This is what you need to work on. And it's showing up in our sessions. It's just phenomenal. So let me just read something, just a few sentences here, but very powerful. And as always, Squirrel, I love you. This was a last-minute thing that she just sent over, and I picked out a few sentences that were so appropriate. Our lunar eclipse, of course, is the 16th, and lunar eclipses are more emotional in their effects than solar eclipses. Lunar eclipses tend to be about releasing the emotional bonds within ourselves that reach out and glue us to involvements that are less than we truly want or deserve. They are about the emotional and experiential aspects of our relations with others and the world, how we feel about and palpate life. Lunar eclipses provide opportunity for an emotional, fresh start. This is very important. Under a lunar eclipse, you are pushed to the edge of discomfort. So you'll discover new ways to welcome change. Eclipses remove blocks. Under a lunar eclipse is a release valve for pockets of deeply held old emotions as the unconscious loses its grip hold on this repressed material and lets go. I just thought, wow. So I thank the team because they've been working with us on this. So obviously this was in preparation, and boy, was this right on.
Is it sort of the discomfort from when we're being stretched and then we have to go to the next level? So it's usually kind of a ripping before we go.
Really, and you know, I personally have been going through this. I've been saying, okay, something needs to change. I know it's time for me to start moving out, doing things differently, and so on. And, of course, health has always been an issue for me. This tends to be my, you know, excuse me, and as I cough and choke. And there's been such a huge shift occurring in my health. And, they've brought in this incredible protection to make it easier for me to do the work and more elegant and easier for me to do the channeling over the radio, for which I'm incredibly grateful for, and now my body is rejuvenating in amazing ways. And so I'm incredibly excited. But, you know, that discomfort was really pushing me that I couldn't be limited anymore. And I have some very good news today, as Veronica knows. For those of you that may or may not know, I've been dealing with cancer off and on for 8 years. And so this has been a very interesting, you know, and I'm sure that people out there will say, well, why hasn't the team fixed it? And I want you to understand that from my perspective, and the team will tell you this, I'm very stubborn.
No.
And there have been major emotional issues in addition to working in the archetypal energies and moving energies through my chakras during the sessions. I knew that there was a way to do this, okay, to get through this to where even though I was doing, because the problem for me was, okay, if I keep doing the sessions, I may die. But I can't give up the sessions because I believe in this work, and there has to be a way to do this and still be able to be okay. And the cancer is in my bladder, so it's not like it was anything that was going to metastasize or anything. But what was interesting, I got a clean bill of health today for the first time in, God, and it had been 9 months since I'd been in, and so this was a very big deal for me today.
Yay,
this was a real
team.
Day of celebration.
Yay, Jackie. Yes.
And the interesting part was that there were, the doctor was all confused because when he went inside the bladder with a scope, he said, there are places in here that look irritated, like there's been something in here and it's gone. What are you doing?
Vacuuming.
Yeah, I didn't want to say. So this gave me a whole new sense of hope. And for my future, in terms of proceeding with the work and knowing that I'm okay and that I can do this and that I'm continuing to regenerate and my body isn't hurting all the time. So I'm very excited. Let's see. So let's go back to the portal, okay, that we're coming up to here. So it's really important to connect with an optimum future. There are other futures out there, and I want you to be clear with this, that, you know, we have a number of futures, just like we have a number of pasts. The past is not solid. But we've been so stuck in linear thought here that we don't know that. But every change we make here actually has an impact on our past. You know, this stuff starts to get mind-boggling, but it's factual.
We don't need to figure it out, though.
No, not necessarily. No, I spent enough time doing that for everybody, not to worry.
But you never really can you? You know.
Well, they show it to me, but, you know, unfortunately, I'm not Lucas or Spielberg, so I can't create it on film. That's my biggest frustration. If I could create it on film, I could do it. Anyway, Lazarus's tapes, and I want to remind everyone, and it's Lazarus.com, Lazarus.com. The tapes that I've mentioned these before, but I printed them out tonight. The tapes that he has available is your future self, and if you go to his website, just type in under search future self, receiving the magic and bounty of our future self, deeper magic, greater rapport with our future self. I think there's five of them, yes. Then there is a two pay-per-views that you can actually sign up for. They're pricey. One's only $50. And this is New Portals of Freedom, Intimate Dialogues with Your Future Self. The other one is $450, and it's a pay-per-view. It's an actual intensive. So it's like 2 days and an evening. So you'd have to block out a whole weekend, and you have, I think, 2 weeks to watch it. The Divine Love and Enduring Beauty of Soul, Spirit, and New Portals of Freedom, Intimate Dialogues with Your Future Self. So this is, you know, these are available. I really, you know, work with our future self is now more important than it's ever been. Because we are creating the new world as we go. And Veronica, you and I chatted about this tonight. We laughed because the information from Galexis, from the team, from Veronica's guides, it's all coming in. The verbiage may be slightly different, but the information is all on the same stream of truth, you know. truth is truth is truth. So tonight the team is going to do a meditation to connect you in an incredible way with your future self. And they've been giving me kind of previews, and it's really spectacular. So I would recommend to everybody to get as comfortable as you can. If you want to lay down where your computer is, that's fine, or lie down, whichever it is, and get a pillow. If you have to go pee-pee, do so. If you want to turn off the lights wherever you are, do so. And I'm going to go into minute. Oh, Veronica, your show. I'm sorry. Tell us about your show this coming week.
Oh, okay. I have Dr. Valerie Hunt. She's a woman who's in her 90s and started teaching energy work in the late 50s. And is now putting out her latest book and is doing original research. I had her on once before. I'm very, very excited to have her on at 5 o'clock Tuesday on Paradigm Shifters. And my own show, which is a call-in show, is at 4 o'clock Tuesday on Paradigm Shifters. That's West Coast time. Valerie Hunt, she's great.
And what is the subject?
She's an energy person, but she's been doing... She's a scientist. She's been doing research on subtle energy since the 50s.
Wow.
And she's 92 now, and she's putting out her latest book, and
I love it.
Original research, ladies and gentlemen, and that's pretty exciting.
Wow.
Yeah, so we had her on in January, but this I'm very excited about this. This is her new book. I think it's called Uncorking Your Consciousness, but I may have the title kind of wrong, but anyway, she's worked on this for, she's a real pioneer, and a lot of people in energy know her. So I'm honored to have her.
Well, it sounds wonderful, Veronica.
It is, actually. We need to see the older people showing us how to get there. I mean gracefully, you know.
Okay, I'm going to go into channel. I had to turn off the air conditioning, though, because in this room, for whatever reason, it makes tons of noise. And we'll proceed. Hopefully everybody's back at their computer. All right.
Now, if we leave dimensions, then I think Seth will bring us back.
Channel giggle when we come in like this. All right, everyone. Welcome to all of you. We're very excited about tonight. Now, we're going to talk to you for a moment and get your conscious mind comfortable and as out of the way as we possibly can. Now, we're going to set the energy so that you will see as much as you can see. Now, for some of you who are not visual, all right, and you only sense, that's fine. You're not going to get this wrong. You won't miss anything. Even if you only have a sensing of what's occurring, that's enough. Now, you're going to find in this meditation that there are a lot of things that don't make sense, and that's all right, too. Again, that's to kind of confuse your conscious mind to get it out of the way, and a little bit of your subconscious as well. We want to keep them on their toes. all right. All right, good. Now you're going to go through some changes during this experience. Don't try to figure it out. We're now talking to your conscious mind and your subconscious. Just follow our voice and stay in the now moment. Don't try to jump ahead. And if you find yourself doing that, pull back to the now moment, because that's where the magic is. That's where the magic is. We're going to surround each and every one of you in our love and our light. Oh, holding you very tightly now. Very lovingly as we come into your home. And allow now the relaxation to wash over your bodies. Letting go of all the things that you have to do. Just being in the now moment. Listening to our voice. And allow our voice to carry you on an adventure, an exciting, beautiful adventure. Relax now, allowing the relaxation again to wash over your body. Feeling your muscles soften now. Letting all the tension and anxiety of the day fall away. You cannot get this wrong. You will not miss anything. It is being recorded. You can go back and listen anytime you desire. Relax. Just relax. And allow yourselves now to lift out of your body, just floating right above your body. In a beautiful state of surrender. No cares, no worries. And feel yourself now floating as we guide you. Floating as we guide you. Entering now the void. The no-thing. And coming out now the other side. Floating above a forest at night, so gentle, so easy, no fear, no concern about how you can float, just floating. And as you look down, coming up right now,
floor, the forest looks alive. Lights in the forest, sparkling, radiant. And down below, you see an opening in the canopy of trees. Allow yourself now to gently, ever so gently, float down. We're with you, don't worry. Floating down now. Floating down through the leaves. And coming to land now. On a path as you hear the leaves crinkle underfoot. And sparkling light all around. And as you look, as you, your eyes begin to drink it in, fairies and elves and gnomes all about, and the sparkling is coming off of their wings, off of their beingness, as they welcome you now. And as you look around, crystals everywhere. So beautiful, so surreal. The shadows cast by the trees and the lights coming up. And you hear them all in chorus say, follow us, follow us. As you follow them down this path. Follow behind as they form this little marching group ahead of you. Others waving as you walk by. This wonderful experience. And ahead you see a clearing. Golden light. Golden light. And as you come to the clearing, the elves, the gnomes, the fairies all spread out. And oh, there, your higher self greets you first. Now, you may not see them totally, all the features or whatever. Some of you have relationships. But feel them as they take a hand, a soft, beautiful hand, as they take your hand and pull you into an embrace. You can smell their hair, their skin. As they put their arms around you, this welcoming embrace. As they pull away now, they take your hand, and there, a golden glow off of your soul. And your soul stands behind this incredible table waiting for you, draped in golden fabric. You look around, and there are some of your other guides, some that you know, some that you don't. Some of them, just nothing but geometric symbols. Some of them, orbs of light. For some of you who have relationships with others. Some may be extraterrestrial, those that you know, those that you don't. Some of them may be us, or some of us. Look up now. Look at the ships in the sky. Look at all the ships in the sky as now they shine their lights down, washing across this beautiful clearing to welcome you. To welcome you. And your soul in their golden light, arms outstretched, beckons you now. Come. Come. We're waiting for you. your higher self now leads you towards this table draped in these beautiful golden fabrics. And they help you upon the table. You're overwhelmed with this sense of greeting that you are so important, that you are so loved. There would be so many there for you. But of course there are. They love you. They've been waiting for you to allow all of this in. You see, it's time now. As your higher self helps you upon the table and with a gentle hand behind your back lays you down. And gently, ever so gently, touching the lids of your eyes to close them. A gentle hand on your forehead now. As you begin to slip away. Slipping away now. Feeling yourself floating. Colors. Beautiful colors. Though your eyes are closed, the colors, so vivid, so beautiful, surround. They wrap around you. They swirl all around you, through you. And suddenly, you feel solid ground beneath your feet. You stand before a golden door. This house, this building, contains your future self, your optimum future. You knock at the door, wanting to enter, and the door opens. And there before you, your future self, glowing, almost blinding. They're so bright. Drink them in now. Perhaps they look younger. Oh, look at how happy they are. Perhaps the hair is shorter, longer. Perhaps they're thinner, like you've always wanted to be. They reach out and grab you and embrace you. And you feel this connection as your hearts come together. Knowing that you made it. Oh, I made it, I made it. This future me made it. They pull away now, and they say, come, come with us. We're going to show you now each room in this house, a different part of your future. And you surrender, you let them lead you by the hand. Walk down a hall to the first door. This door, the door of career. And they open the door. And as you enter, they stand aside. And there they are, busily doing your future. Perhaps they're an artist or a writer. They're busily typing away the latest book or preparing a speech. Perhaps you see them there teaching a class or doing an incredible healing on someone. Perhaps they work with color and tone. Just let it float in. Don't force it. Let it float in. Your optimum future. If you can't see, feel. Just feel. Oh, they're so excited. They're passionate about what they're doing. That's the passion you've wanted. That excitement. They're making a difference, and they know it. They're doing what they love, immersed in what they love. And your future self, from behind now, taps your shoulder, takes your hand, and says, "Come. We have more rooms to visit." They lead you out of the room now and down the hall again. They pause before the next door. This is the room of relationship. The love you have or the love that you desire. Friends that you've hoped to meet. They open the door and stand away as you see them participating now with their love. Perhaps it's the person you're married to now or in relationship with now. Or perhaps it's the one you've been waiting for, the one you've been looking for, the one that you've known was out there somewhere. Somewhere. Watch the love between them. The flow of energy and the repartee, the laughter, the intimacy. And if you can't see, feel it. Just feel it. Oh, yes. There is love. There is love. There is a mate for you, yes. The one that you've been looking for has been looking for you. And as you look around the room now, you see all of these people gathered. Oh, they look familiar. Oh, they feel so good. I want to meet these people. And you will. You will. Oh, you will. Again, a tap on the shoulder, but you don't want to leave. Oh, no, this is too wonderful. You don't want to leave. but leave you must for now. Again, they take you by the hand, closing the door behind. Down the hall to the next door. This is the door of family. They open the door and stand aside. And you see your future self interacting even with family members that have left. Or they don't look real solid, but they're there. You mean in the future I'll still be able to connect with family members that I love and miss? Oh, yes. Look around at your children. Those people in your family that you've been close to, that you care about. Living their optimum future as well. And the love and the joy. And those people that you may have had issues with, you don't see that with your future self interacting with all of them. You see this love. This easy communication. The caring concern. Not the edginess that you all experience with family, this member or that. For some of you, look closely now. You may see your hybrid children participating. You may be overwhelmed with a sense of, oh God, there they are. I really will connect with them someday. I really will connect with them. And look around a little more. Perhaps you'll start to notice, wait a minute, some of the people here aren't human. They're from other worlds. And they're my family, too. They're from places that I know as home. Oh, God. Again, a tap on the shoulder. And again, your reluctance to leave. You want to run up to everybody and hug them, but you can't. Not yet. Not yet. But as you go to leave, they wave. They know what's happening. Your future self closes the door. Again, you willingly follow her down the hall. She drags you kind of behind, holding your hand. And this door, the door of abundance, now before it's opened, each one of you will experience this differently. For some of you, you may walk in and see an entire world of your whole experience, like a movie screen moving before you. For some, You may see pictures and frames of different things that have been important to you. And the door is open to now. And there, in whatever form that you can take in, be it your future self handing you photographs to look at, framed, of course, or like a movie screen, snippets of your future life. First, your home. It may be the home that you live in now, all fixed up a lot. Different, far more modern. And the energy all exquisite. It may be some futuristic looking home, some domed home or something. Could be a sky rise, it could be whatever it is that's most appropriate for you. And for this optimum future. Perhaps for some of you living out in the country somewhere, growing your own food with lots of animals. For some, it may be a motorhome traveling the country, giving talks and things. For some of you, you may see pictures of vehicles. This is important, though. Recreational vehicles and toys that may have been important to you. Perhaps, perhaps not. But in this room, sense the safety and the security. This is the room of abundance. There's no worry in here about the future. Let it in for a moment. You see, the now moment that we've been talking to you about is exactly that. Everything you need exactly when and as you need it. Not a moment sooner and not a moment later. There's no lack in this room. There's no worry in this room. There is no fear in this room. And your higher self now. Puts her hand on each arm and pulls you forward towards her or him. And moves their forehead towards you. Go ahead, meet their forehead now. And allow them to show you the pictures. Perhaps these are of scenes of you traveling to sacred places on the planet with groups of others, connecting with the earth. Perhaps trips just for pure joy. Allow the pictures, the ease. No lack. No struggle. No fear. and they give it to you, the ease with which they move in the world, the trust that they have developed, knowing that they are totally loved, completely provided for in every moment. And finally you feel it. You get it. They have connected. They totally allow. They've healed and cleared all their resistance. And they are so willing to receive. Your future self now pulls away. Having given you the pictures of all that you wanted to know about the future. And abundance. They lead you out of the room now and you keep looking over your shoulder going, oh, I want more, I want more. Closing the door behind you. One more door. The door of health and longevity. They open the door and there you see really see for the first time your future self. Look at their skin. Look at how beautiful their skin is. And their bodies. Fascinating. Their muscle tone, their health, their... Perhaps they're doing yoga or some form of workout or Pilates or... lifting weights, you know, if you're a man, whatever. But effortlessly, you see. Not abusively, because they cherish their bodies. They understand them for the temple that they are. And look at their eyes. Look at how clear their eyes are. And look at the love in their eyes, the peace in their eyes, the joy, the gratitude. This is your future self. You see, you really do get younger and healthier. And the infirmities are gone. Whatever they may have been, those aches and pains. And again now, they tap you on the shoulder and say, all right, time to go.
And it is time for us to sign off within 2 minutes.
Thank you. All right. One last thing now as they walk you to the door. They put around you a beautiful golden chain and attach it to this future. As they give you a hug and set you free now. As you walk out the door now, closing your mental eyes, And at the count of five. One, two, coming back now. Coming back, three and four. Moving around. And five. We love you all, dear ones. The chain that they put around your waist connects you to that future. Now, it's etheric, but you visualize it every day. This beautiful, golden, ornate chain around your waist tying you back to that future. We love you all. We ask that you call us in tonight so that you can do some more work with that future if you desire. Perhaps as you go to sleep tonight, you want to dream. Let the pictures or the feelings ruminate within you. Perhaps it was the house or the beauty of your future self, or perhaps it was the love. You finally connected with love. Or career. Maybe it was career. Play with it now. We love you all.
Thank you.
We send to each and every one of you our total, complete, unconditional love. And until we speak with you again, dear ones, namaste.
Thank you, Jackie. Thank you.
Oh, good night, everybody. Until next week, we love you all. Night, Veronica.
Night, Jackie. Thank you again.
You're welcome.
Blessings.